Surging prices, plunging stocks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Dow is falling 750 points after this morning's worse-than-expected inflation report showing consumer prices rose 1% last month over April, and year-over-year, inflation soared 8.6%, the most in more than 40 years. Gas leads the way. It's at a record high again today. But food's also a lot more expensive.
Meat prices is up 12.3%. Eggs are up 32.2%. Fish and seafood up 12.2%. Milk is up 15.9%. Now enjoy that morning coffee this morning. It's costing you 15% more than last year.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence.
The White House blaming all of the inflation now on the rise in gas prices. They're blaming that rise on the invasion of Ukraine.
Republicans blame the president's policies for all the price surges. And GOP lawmakers also dismiss last night's Capitol riot primetime hearing as political theater. Congressman Jim Banks tells Fox he'd rather focus on
the breakdown of leadership and security on January 6th and the weeks leading up to it on Capitol Hill.
Now, at the hearing, the Democrat-led House committee played new footage like those Trump supporters chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," upset the vice president didn't try to overturn election results, and they also played testimony.
I did not agree with the idea of saying the election was stolen. I didn't want to be a part of it.
Now, that's former Attorney General Bill Barr. They also played a clip of Ivanka Trump reacting to what he said.
It affected my perspective. I respect Attorney General Barr. So I accepted what he said, was saying.
Former President Trump has reacted, posting on his Truth Social app this morning that the attorney general sucked and his daughter Ivanka did not study election results and had long since checked out. We're just getting a COVID update from a Biden administration official. Starting Sunday, the CDC will no longer require a COVID test for people flying to the U.S. America's listening to
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Weeks after a gunman murdered 19 kids and two teachers at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school, that school district's police chief is finally answering some questions about the much-scrutinized law enforcement response.
Uvalde School Police Chief Pete Arredondo now says he and his officers had no keys to the classrooms at Robb Elementary. He tells the website TexasTribune.org it took 40 minutes for keys to be delivered, and then it took even more time to try all the keys on the ring. Arredondo claims the classroom door was fortified with a steel jamb, preventing officers from kicking it in, and he also says he intentionally left behind his radios when he first entered the school to keep his hands free. Arredondo's been criticized for remaining silent since the school shooting and now says it's because he didn't want to compound the community's grief or blame others. Eben Brown, Fox News.
We mentioned gas prices being at a new record high again today. Regular's up more than a penny. It's now over $4.98 per gallon, surging 22 cents the past week, 61 cents higher than we were paying a month ago. That's driving more people to consider driving cars you don't fill up. You plug in. Going electric.
I am at the Tesla Superchargers near the Philadelphia airport, and there is not a single one open. The problem with EVs right now, finding one because of a shortage of product and affording one. Transaction price for the average vehicle in April, $46,000, according to Kelley Blue Book. The average transaction price for an EV, $65,000, even more. Ford CEO Jim Farley says there will soon be a price war on for EV manufacturers with more models coming online. But that hasn't happened yet, though GM has cut the price of its Chevy Bolt down to $26,000, roughly the price of the average compact car. In Philadelphia, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
Well, this would be a good trend for gas prices. Oil is down $2 right now, back under $120 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.